off. So far, nobody's
they
in.
They got a court date on the suit. Yeah.
Wow. Discovery.
You ready? I'd like to call to order the Town of Brule regular meeting for November the 12th, 2018. Mr. Richard, could you lead us in the pledge?
Yes, sir. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Councilmember Daigle.
Here.
Councilmember Bourgeois.
Here.
Councilmember Richard.
Here.
Councilmember Andre.
Here.
Councilmember Niesler.
Here.
Attorney Acosta.
Here.
And Mayor Rhodes.
Here. Recognitions and commendations, we don't have anything special for that. We got an in there. We shouldn't be in there, huh? Recognitions.
Okay, there you go.
Now it's recording.
All right, in your package, we got the minutes from our regular meeting on October 8th, 2018. Hopefully, you had a chance to look over that. I don't know of any changes. Anybody have any changes?
I move we accept them as presented.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. In your package, we have the budget to actual under finance. Almost 6 months in.
Looks good.
Everything's looking okay. Y'all have any questions or anything, bring them up. We'll take care of it. Got a good amount of money in the bank, which is always good. And we're paying down sewer debt, so it's always a good thing. Next up, Public Works. Public Works update. I'll read the Public Works update again. Total rainfall, we had 4 events at 2.3 inches. No drainage problems. We had 6 SCADA alarms. 1 out of compliance violation due to chlorine supply issues. We've solved that problem. 1 nuisance letter was sent out in October. We made 1 call to the property across from walk-ons. They're going to get on that for grass. No incidents to report for maintenance. 1 culvert program completed on Live Oak. In our packages today, we'll go over our overlay project. Repairs on the Lim the Grid system at the sewer pond are complete. As you know, the flags are up. Bulk pickup will be this week, so anybody that has trash, please put it out this week. Our extra pickup will be on November the 30th this month, and we'll start installing Christmas decorations pretty soon. So that's what I have under our Public Works update. In your package, you had a spreadsheet from Shane that shows the totals for all of the streets. And then you also have another spreadsheet that shows the highlighted Hebert, Lee, and Gwynn, which are the 3 oldest ones. In the committee meeting, we discussed trying to stay on track with doing the older streets. With that, Orleans Quarters is really in bad shape in that back section.
It is.
And, you know, it's, I don't know if we should do Orleans Quarters also. That kicks us out of budget. Kicks us up to 186 if we do Orleans Quarters. If we don't do Orleans Quarters, maybe we can do some of the other streets, maybe partially North LaBove, to get to the 160. But Hebert, Lee, and Gwynn are the 3 oldest. And after the committee meeting, that's a good idea. I think we stay on top of those and keep them running. I just kind of wanted your opinion on Orleans Quarters, just to see what you thought about maybe adding that in there and doing a little budget adjustment. It's 186, we got 160 budgeted. That would be a $26,000 budget adjustment to try to do Orleans Quarters.
And might overlay on the back of Orleans Quarters to 69.
Yeah, and I think that's probably we'll have to do some work.
That's overlay.
This is overlay, that's correct. We can adjust once a bid comes in and see, and drop a street. Roy said that's possible. We drop a street and add a street or whatever. Not add a street, but drop a street. So if we see where Orleans Quarters requires a bunch of subsurface work and it's going to jack up the bid, then maybe we can make a change.
What does that consist of on Orleans Court? Is that the entire street?
No, just the back. The back, this really, really bad.
Where is that delineated at, where the curve is?
It's the final filing, wherever that starts.
I think it's around the Middle Ponds.
Yeah, maybe by the, right past the ponds, maybe? It's that third, because we overlaid that middle section, just, what is that, about 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Almost like a patchwork.
Was it about the back fourth?
Probably, maybe third.
I think that ditch is at those ponds.
Is it where all the houses are closer than the rest of them?
Yeah, it's in the back section, all the way to the back. But if you, I don't know if you've been down Orleans Quarters in that back section, the road is really bad. And I don't know how long it's going to last. I mean, we could possibly put Orleans Quarters in the patch.
If you don't do it.
We need to do it.
And how bad's going to be next year?
That's right.
That's what I'm thinking.
If you keep patching, you're just going to have.
Cost you more next year if we don't do it.
So my recommendation is to do the three oldest, which is what we discussed at the last meeting, to stay on track with our overlay project. That would be my recommendation. And then add Orleans Quarters and do a budget adjustment to see what it, you know, to try to get Orleans Quarters taken care of. Now, if the price of oil stays down, it may come back at $80 a ton, and we may have room in the budget to cover Orleans Quarters. It just depends on what the price of asphalt is at the time, so. That's what I would like to do. I think Orleans Quarters is the worst street in town, and it's only going, it's probably one of the newer ones, but it's the worst one. So, I don't know, Tom, we don't need to vote on that, do we? I mean, it's over budget, we'll have to make a budget adjustment.
We'll have to make a budget adjustment.
I just kind of wanted y'all to, I wanted to be transparent, just make sure we were all on the same page on those streets, so.
Oh, yeah, I think we are.
Now, Lee Drive does consist, just to let you know, Lee Drive does consist of that entire neighborhood. It's not just Lee Drive that goes straight down. It includes Touye and Irma, the circle, and all that little stub out in the back. So it's not just Lee Drive. It's listed on our spreadsheet as Lee, but it's the whole estates. Right. So, you know, if y'all are in agreement with that, I mean, I'd like to do those three streets plus Orleans Quarters, put it at 186.4, and that's just an estimate, and we'll go out for bid and see what we can get on it.
I'm with that.
Okay, great, thanks. All right. Next up, planning and zoning. Consider construction plans for six-lot subdivision on Floyd Street for Scott Thomas. Oh, you want to come up just real quick? Should be in the packet, is it in there?
Yeah, I got several ones for y'all.
I have a copy here. Before you get rolling, too, did you get Shane's email today?
Yes, he called me. I talked to him on the phone.
We need to change that data relative to benchmark?
Yes.
He told you about that?
Yep, yep.
So if we approve these tonight, we'll have to approve it with that?
Yep, so we'll add, I told him we'll add something and call it out exactly what it is, so.
What happened to the maps? It should be in y'all, it should be in your boxes.
One in the box.
I have the big map here, if somebody wants to look at these.
Yep, thank you.
All right, so all you, man.
So this is, once again, this is the development for the six lots. Nothing's really changed. The plan is still to have the dry retention ponds and everything flowing. If you look on the big, Shane, if you look on the big, you'll see that we've got Floyd Street called out for culverts, and we're going to add right there where they all come together, a catch basin. So that'll cover that end. I don't know if there's any other concerns. We are going to dig a ditch on the north side of the lots up here to catch water, and then it'll bring it into the retention pond right here, this one. And then this will flow into this one, and then this one will come on out into the ditch.
So it's going to come out down the road and come out right to left into the ditch along.
Yeah, so it's going to come out.
It's not going to flow down on that ground. That's what I'm going to
put another point out there, please.
Catch basin there. Show me where it's flowing out. If it's flowing out behind Allen's house, I got a problem, got an issue there. It's flowing west, I'm probably okay.
So it flows out into this ditch right here.
Okay, so when it comes out of that south retention pond, it's going narrow.
Right, there's a pipe that we'll have to install.
So that's not going to run all the way to Gleason Street? That water is not going to go all the way to Gleason?
The houses behind, there's going to go off south ditch.
Gotcha.
Not the east-west.
That's right.
That was my question.
Yep. That's exactly correct.
All right. Yeah, where need.
So is there a ditch or a swale on those south side?
Yep.
Behind the Gleason Street?
This is an existing,
that's already there.
Out there today. That's out there today.
That they want to put fence?
Most of these have, well, you mean the new lots?
Yeah. Most of these people already.
Right, and there's a servitude, so they can't put it.
So they'd have to come get a variance if they wanted to do something.
Or just put it up to give you guys still room to.
In the back, right.
Not impacted.
How big are the lots? I don't have the plans here. You got the size of those lots? Are they all uniform or?
Yeah. He's got the bigger ones.
First two were bigger, but they got.
Well, the first two has the retention pond, so they'll own and maintain those retention ponds. And these things, what we've got is we've got like a less than 10% slope because they're dry retention, so that way they can get in and mow them.
That's sort of like the deed for them?
Yeah, that way they can get in and mow it and it won't. It'll be part of their deed. They'll buy that with knowing that they'll have that, yep.
I just have a question not related to the, Scott, you getting questions from people about their interest in here already?
Yes, ma'am.
So are you going to develop it and build homes? Are you going to sell to a builder? You have a builder lined up? How's it going?
I'm going to develop everything.
You going to do it all? Also, for the record, Shane did the checklist. The only thing missing on the checklist is location and data relative to the benchmark use.
Yep.
So he sent you that today.
Yep.
So if we do vote on this, it'll be voted on with that to make sure we get that on the plans.
Yep, we'll add that back to it.
And the turnaround can accommodate the school bus?
Yep.
Yeah, it meets the town ordinance's requirements. Yep.
Questions? Any other questions from the audience? All right, so we got considered construction plans for the six-lot subdivision on Floyd Street for Scott Thomas with the addition of location and data relative to benchmark used. Do I have a motion to approve that?
I move to accept the additional information that needs to be added.
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Andre.
Second
by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience?
Should we specify what those are? Just to call them out?
What's that?
Whatever the contingency is.
I couldn't repeat what it is.
It's making sure we add a benchmark note, showing, calling out what the benchmark is for the elevations that they'll use.
It's just that little note.
Yeah.
So relative to the benchmark
on elevation.
Yeah.
Shane's not going to approve this till we get that.
Right, and I told him I would get him a new set.
Okay. Right, so tell Patricia and the pens to go refer to them for the word.
All right, we'll do that.
Please.
All right, we got a motion and a second. Any other comments from the council? Any other? We don't need roll call. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, Al.
Next up, construction plans for Brent Tossan property. You should have that in your package. All right.
So this is Brent's, you know, buying this property. This is over off of Arlene's Quarters. This is the, what is the side street name? It's a...
Bordeaux.
This is the Bordeaux. It's actually taking the Bordeaux and expanding it or extending it. And what we're going to do is extend it and go 50 feet onto the property. Brent is in the process of purchasing this tract back here, and the plan is to build a house back there. So the intent here is to take this road and extend it in accordance with all of the town ordinances. There are three catch bay, or is it three catch basins? I think it's
two drainage.
It's two catch basins that have to be extended up that are going to fall out in the road, which you see, it's one's right here, and here's the second one. This is a third one that jumps into this big ditch on the side, but we'll have to extend those catch basins up to bring the road up when it's, but it's called out to do that, so.
And you got a manhole back there on that corner, too?
There's a manhole right here that dumps into that to the big ditch.
No, a manhole for sewer.
Oh, a manhole, yes, it's right here on this corner.
No,
No, I'm sorry.
You're putting that one on his property, right?
Yes.
Yeah, right on that corner?
Yeah, so we're going to have to extend, we're going to tie in here, but we're going to put in a new one here. Yeah, we couldn't, there was no way to run this line and not 90 it, so we can't, in a sewer line, you can't 90 it, so you got to put in a...
Okay, I'm going to ask my fire hydrant. Where's your closest fire hydrant? Is it on Arlene's?
It is on Arlene's, yes.
Close enough?
Yeah, it's actually, I think it's right here at this intersection.
On that corner, I think.
Yeah, it is.
Looking for that symbol.
And we may not have it shown on there, but we can add it if need be. Okay. Yeah, it's got to be within, I think the coverage is what they typically use is 1,000 feet, so.
I think it's 800.
That's 800.
800, okay. The parish is still using 1,000.
That reminds me, we need to talk about that other water line.
Yeah.
So we'll match our existing road that we have there based on our town specs.
Right, absolutely.
And then just to remind everybody, this is the one we did where we gave the variance on the end of the street without a turnaround, so.
So the garbage truck is going to go down there? Back up in there?
I'm not sure what it's doing. So what we're doing is we're just providing a 50 feet extension onto this property and stopping it here. So I'm not sure if
I just put the garbage in on Arlene's.
No, for the future.
Right.
Rusty, they pick up all garbage on Arlene's. They don't go down any of those stub out streets, do they? Everybody brings everything to the street.
Okay. And they do back down Pecan, don't they?
Yeah, they back down a couple streets.
And it's much narrower than this.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's much narrower than that. So we shouldn't have a problem there.
So there is no issue with the distance on the fire hydrant, correct?
No.
Mm-hmm. All right, any other questions? All right, so do I have a motion to consider construction plans for Brent Tassan's property?
Move.
Yeah, moved by Mr. Daigle.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Any comments from the audience? Any comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Thank you, Mr. Tassan.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next up, consider planning and zoning commissioner reappointment of Mr. Steve Guidry. I talked to Steve last week.
I move.
Got a move by Ms. Andre, a second by Ms. Bourgeois. All in favor? All opposed? The ayes have it. Public comment? Any public comment on Mr. Steve? No public comment.
Wait till they get all
No further discussion.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Nays? All eyes. Mr. Steve's going to be so happy.
Jump on those people.
I like that, Shane. Recreation Committee, I don't think we have anything. Personnel Committee? Chief?
All right. We had two officers resign last Thursday. We have two full-time positions now open. I'd like to go ahead and offer to Jordan Zachary at $16 an hour. Has matrix did fine, post certified. Working at Simsport right now, doing a real good job, so I'd like to hire him on 16 hour for good. Retroactive to the first of the month. That's when you started him.
We use to fill in
Yeah, we was going to hire him part-time because we had the part-time position come open.
So things move fast.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's yard.
So. He started around on the first, huh?
Yes, sir.
He started filling in, helping out
when
on
you
the
got
first.
That retro?
So we needed to hire him retroactive to the first. If not, owe him some money somehow. However that works.
I move.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Andre, second by Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, bud. Thank you.
Moving up in the world.
There you go.
From Simsport to Brule.
That's it.
Jonathan, does that put us back to full capacity now, or are we still?
Yeah, one more.
One more, okay.
Yes, sir.
All right. Police committee. Jerry, I don't think we have anything on the police committee. Governmental affairs, consider landmark and heritage commission reappointments. The commission members are going to be Billy Bourgeois, Margaret Canella, Edward Dupuy, Rose Jackson, Shirley Jordan, Jim Reels, and Henry Soniat. They're currently serving.
So moved.
Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider landmark and heritage advisory board reappointments. We have three, Scarlett Calicote, Brian Falcon, and Billy Abair. That's a two-year appointment. By the way, the other ones were a five-year appointment. So this is a two-year appointment. We have a motion to accept them. Moved by Ms. Bourgeois, second by Mr. Richard. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Oh, audience? Yeah, no comments. Consider landmark application for 411 Abair Street, owner Sarah Saradet.
Okay. As we discussed last week, this is on Abair Street, but this property was owned by Ferdinand Saradet, and Kutch Jr. wanted to build his house there, that Abair Street was extended, so they didn't have Abair Street address. The house was built in 1964 by Manuel Martin and by Kutch Saradet. And it was the second house in Brule that had central air conditioning. Arlen's was the first house. And so we want to move that we add this to our list, that we approve this tonight because we have some other homes. We'll probably have a ceremony today to do all the houses together. So I move that we accept this recommendation.
We have a motion by Ms. Bourgeois to accept the recommendation for 411 Abair Street, owner Ms. Sarah Saradet, to receive a landmark plaque.
Second.
Second by Mr. Andre. Comments from the audience? Comments from the council? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consideration of vetoed ordinances. We don't have any. Consider ordinance number 8 of 2018 in reference to the new Brule High School. This is the ordinance annexing the additional property in the town of Brule. There's a copy of it in your package with all of the property descriptions. This is to pick up that one little strip and add it into the town of Brule, so when they build a school, the entire school will be within the town limits. It will be all the way Brule. Yeah, we will. Open it now?
Yes.
All right, we'll open a public hearing for ordinance annexing additional property in the town of Brule. Anybody in the public?
Has a right to speak.
Yep. And with that, we'll close the public hearing. Do I have a motion to consider this ordinance? Moved by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. No comments? Any more comments? We do roll call. Roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Niesler?
Yes.
Councilmember Daigle?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
All right, so we just extended our town limits.
What do we have to do now, Tom? We have to send it to Secretary of State, or what's
there's no voters in the area.
Don't we have to record it somewhere?
We will record it. I've got all the original documents that we need to record it. I'll record a large copy of the map in there.
Yeah. We'll probably have to change our map too and get a new zoning map and all that stuff.
We will, yeah. At some point in time, you know, that'll be up to y'all to decide how soon you want to do it.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to impact you.
No, not at all.
I don't know if our zoning ordinance has where it automatically comes in at adjacent, or do we need to get a recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission to zone this little piece? For whatever the adjacent properties are, or whatever.
Thought about that.
I mean, it's got to be zoned.
So since we have accepted it now, we zone it?
Yeah, let's talk to the school board, because,
all the schools are zoned residential.
Everything within 300 feet of the highway is zoned commercial, and then the back part, I think, in that area is all...
All residential.
I mean, it's no real rush, it's not going to happen. But I think we formally need to do it, adopt us.
Yeah.
We'll get with Patricia and see if, and see about getting it put on the next, one or January.
Because we'll have to do things, zone and map.
Yep.
Assessor can update.
All right, anybody have any ordinances to introduce? Any resolutions? Police Department report?
All right, month of October, 9 alarms, 3 warrant arrests, 2 assist other agencies, 2 civil complaints, 10 miscellaneous complaints, 3 disturbances, 38 no insurance tows, 12 crashes, 2 suspicious persons of vehicles, 3 medical, 1 unlocked, 5 traffic complaints, 1 authorized use of a movable, 2 burglaries, both solved, and 1 drug arrest. Got 113 total complaints, 245 citation with 335 violations.
All right, any questions?
Thank you.
All right, on the mayor's report, I'm going to just do a little brief report. Blaine and I have been talking about audit. That should be done. We should have audit in December's meeting, so it's going pretty well. Got camera bid, finally got a bid from somebody, and I think he just anti-bid me because the camera bid was like $60,000. So we back to square one on the camera scene.
That first group.
That's who we're gonna have to talk to again. You weren't here. You talking about last year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll get them back in. I know another guy that called me last year to do it too. But it was. I think that was just a bid to get me from calling and emailing them, because I finally got up to the top, and so they just sent that over. So anyway, we'll move forward on that to a different company. I met with Republic, Shane and I did on Thursday Thursday last week. We talked about the tonnage. We talked about how we're going to get our second pickup to pick up everything in town. The solution that we came up with was, I don't know, I guess it's the best thing we could come up with. She wants us to give the driver a map of the entire town with arrows, and we said we'd do it, showing where to start, where to follow all the way through, and go all the way through town.
How about Google Earth, all streets?
I know.
All junk.
So that's kind of where we came up.
If we got to do that much work, then the price needs to go down.
Well, and that's another thing. She said that since our tonnage was down, that the price might be a little bit high. So we're going to reassess in January. I was telling Rusty earlier, I really want to see what happens the last Friday in December, when after Christmas. Because...
They want one once and for all, or a different one every month?
No, this is just for our Friday pickup.
That's what I mean. But they want it...
One time.
Just one time.
He's going to follow the same route every time. So that's what we came up with.
They want us to tell them
where to go.
The routing of pickup.
No, just they want a map of the town of Brule, and we're going to route. We're going to do that.
Right.
We're going to route them where they need to go. If you start at Abary, you go down and back, and you go back down Main, and that's what we decided to do. That's what they suggested.
That should be simple enough.
Yeah, it should. You know, I told Rusty, the guys, the last Friday pickup we had, they picked up a few streets and left. There's just no, there's nowhere, I mean.
Mapping.
Rusty asked a question about GPS. I asked her about GPS. She said the GPS that they have points out where the truck is at one specific time. It doesn't route. That's what I was told. So she said the GPS picks, like, if they needed to find out where that particular garbage truck was, they can go on their thing and find out where it is, but it doesn't track it. That's what she told me. So, I told Rusty.
I mean, the regular pickup garbage trucks hit every street.
Yeah, but they do in the municipality, out of the municipality.
Yeah.
So they're not, when they do our pickup, they're not going to ride every street. They're just going to go to those points where we.
No, the map that we give them is going to have arrows on every street. They're going to ride every street in town, okay. And they're going to back up Richard, and they're going to back up down Pecan, and we're going to have every street mapped out for them. I don't get it. It's not that hard. We're not that big of a community.
Just go pick it all up and bring it here.
Right.
And let them use it. But price did come up, Shane, and I told her price is an issue because it's taxpayer dollars and we want the best bang for our buck, but we want service. That's what we want.
Yeah, we
have. And service and price would be great, and I think that might be an option because we may go out and look for a different yeah. company. And but we're on a month-to-month contract. We could buy out tomorrow. It's our decision.
Did y'all discuss the reduction that we had talked about, the $300?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the bill came in today,
okay.
And it was wrong. So we're going to short pay them the $100. They only credit us $200, but I signed off on it today. We're going to short pay them $100 to get our credit full.
There should be another credit for October.
Yeah, because October, they.
That would have been for September.
Yeah. Because they didn't pick up anything. I mean, they just didn't. So. That's what I was told about GPS, so that answers that. And we'll see what happens at the end of the month. And I'm in favor of going out for bids again, if you guys are. I'd just soon go out for bid now and see if somebody will do it and what it will cost. We could always go out for bid and never take it.
I would do something along those lines and start educating
them a little
bit.
All right.
Well, they may pick up service. They may be better after they know we have some real concerns.
Well, I got a guy that he manages turnarounds, and he can call up a screen on his phone and see if a fire watch is walking past the boundary, and he's in Texas, and that turnaround is in St. Charles Parish, and they can't map a garbage truck.
I thought the same
guy,
thing.
Guy, he's mapping, don't even speak English, man.
I thought the same thing. We pay $800 a month, and our tonnage has gone down, and I know our tonnage is down for the last time because they didn't work the whole town for sure. So maybe we can negotiate, get better service and better price. I'd like to give them this month just to see what happens.
It's frustrating.
And then in December we'll go from there and see what we.
Get an app, put our own GPS tracker on the truck, and follow us.
They come on Friday, not guys are not working.
Thought, no, but follow it on the app.
Full report.
Full report.
That's a good one. We have them on the police. We could just put a unit behind them because the units are tracked.
I can give them a little thing you plug in, but no.
Yeah. It's simple, right?
It works really easy.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
So anyway, it was a eye-opening conversation. Didn't really accomplish a lot. I hope we accomplished something. We'll see what happens.
It was Carla there?
Yeah, Josh didn't come.
Okay.
Josh had something go on, some emergency or something, so he didn't show up. So I talked to Rusty too. We had some issues with this week, so they didn't pick up some trash. And Rusty can tell you, I'm just quoting him. They didn't pick up his trash on our extra pickup. It rained on, so then when we come with the claw and pick it up, they busted all the pieces because it's wet. Well, had they picked it up, yeah, had they picked it up on time, we wouldn't have that problem. So those are some issues too we have to.
The tonnage goes up because it's wet.
Yeah. So it's a mess, man. It's a mess. I'm not gonna lie. All right, and that's all I have for. I have one other thing. Veterans Day ceremony we had Saturday morning. That was very nice, and I encourage everybody to come to that every year. It's fantastic. And I want to give kudos to Miss Bourgeois. She does a great job with that, and it was it was a superb deal. We had breakfast. And it's funny because all the veterans that I talk to, they all are so happy to come. They look forward to it every year. So, all right, remarks of personal privilege.
Okay, I'm gonna take over from that because everything goes well because so many people help. So I want to, bear with me to thank all these people. I want to thank Claudette Purnell because every year we ask her to come and says what day, what time. People who help serve, Ruth Landry, Addie Crochet, Mira Niesla, Brenda Morgan, Sonia, Debbie Berthelot, Jamie Loop, Brian Bourgeois, and Blaine was in taking pictures. And I want to also say, Debbie Temp comes back every year to decorate. Jane, great job with that. And our essay winners were students at Brulee High. We had Ian Fant, third place, James Vadreen, second place, and Logan Zimmerman, first place. And the judges for the essay contest were Don Niesla, Rose Deli, Addie Crochet, Jane Saradet. So I want to thank all those people because it takes everybody to make it run smooth. And as Maya said, veterans appreciate it. Forward to having something improved. So thanks to everybody.
Thank you, Ms. Bourgeois. Anybody else with remarks, personal privilege?
Just recognize the veterans we have here with us today.
Yes, sir. Mr. Arlen and Mr. Don, any other veterans? I forgot
Arlen,
about.
Arlen's got
yes, sir.
You need to change the outside lights to get light series
on. Oh, the timer's off? All right. Well, it's either the timer or those lights, because their lights are pain. We may look at redoing those whole lights, but I appreciate that. We'll check into them, because it's dark out there, right?
Yeah.
Whole lights. All right, anything else?
Yeah, I don't know if Blaine kept researching this, but we got a high moon agenda. Consideration of veto laws.
Right.
I would like to know when the last one.
Probably.
Had one since I've been here.
I don't know. Do we need to have that on the agenda?
He found out.
Yeah, yes. This agenda, here is a little tweak. This agenda set. It's set by ordinance back before our time.
It has to be on there. But I just want to know when the last one was.
Way back.
It's probably pretty interesting whenever it was.
Yeah. I don't ever remember. Even it, most of the time you would see it in the West Side Journal or something, they'd have a big article, and I don't ever remember reading one about a vetoed ordinance.
This is not Fort Allen.
Fort Allen.
Yeah. All right, announcements. The town hall will be closed November 22nd and 23rd for Thanksgiving. And now, since we talked about garbage, I'll go ahead and add this. Thursday, Thanksgiving Day, they will not have garbage service. So your next garbage service will be on that Monday.
Can you put that on Facebook, please?
I'll raise it.
Thank you.
And so whether they pick up on that Monday or not, who knows? But we'll say Thursday they will not pick up. And with that, do I have a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Moved by Mr. Richard. Second by Mr. Daigle. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have. Meeting's adjourned.
So, 7:08 p.m.